Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Perry Public Library Director Mary Murphy. So throughout the month of December, of course, it's a festive month. Everybody's excited for Christmas and the new year, but that means a new slate of activities for the Perry Public Library, and one of those being the chess club there at the Perry Public Library. So could you just talk to us a little bit more about that club?
Well, Chess for Everyone, Beginners and Beyond, will start on December 15th, a Wednesday at 4:30. David Oliveira will introduce the game for all those people, give the basics, how the pieces are move around the board. And all those people, whether you're a beginner, novice, or a seasoned player, this series is for you because we hope that Wednesday afternoons will be chess time for anybody who wants to come in and play chess. We did this with bridge a couple years ago and we taught the basics of bridge, and my parents were a great bridge playing. It's something that from my childhood, I remember Bridge Club was when all the snacks came out. But we will have snacks, but David will be tutoring us and mentoring us how to play chess. And even if you don't know anything about chess and just want to, you know, learn how to play the game, please come. It looks like it's going to be a good time. Las Posadas on December 16th. This is a multicultural tradition in Perry. We usually have an ecumenical service that starts on December 16th at 6 p.m. at the First Christian Church. Then after that, we'll have the traditional procession of Mary and Joseph traveling and trying to find room at an inn. They will stop at three places, and there is a song that goes along with it. Do you have room in the inn for me and my wife? And the people say no, and they travel on to another place, and they have this interchange with singing. It is a wonderful tradition. And this year, we're going to have a free will donation, a dinner that will sponsor scholarships. And then after the dinner, we're going to have a storyteller. The library is sponsoring a storyteller, Marlu Abarca, and a craft and dancing after that. So it is a family-friendly holiday event, and it's some way you can kick off the holiday. After that, on Saturday, December 18th, we have the indoor farmers market that will be on the third Saturday of the month throughout the winter months at 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the Perry Public Library Community Room. If you want to find out any more information about that, whether you're a vendor or you want to attend, please call the library or the Perry Area Chamber of Commerce at 515-465-4601. And that leads us to the monthly book club. On the 17th, we will be discussing Educated by Tara Westover. It's kind of a book that's been around for a while, and I've kind of been saving it because I know the book club way back last year in March of 2020, we were getting ready to read this book. And once a year, we do a book club discussion with Christine Crone's English class. I think it's AP Literature. And it's interesting to get a take of the younger version or a younger vision of what the book means to them and how they interpret the book and if they enjoyed it or did not enjoy it. After that, we have Craft Club. It's the Monday after Christmas, and we will be making a decoupage journal. This journal can be anything of your choice, whether it has recipes, a travel journal, a New Year's resolution, or even your own journaling. So that is the month of December. And before I go, I want to tell you about our holiday schedule. We will be closed the Friday, Saturday, the 24th and the 25th of December for Christmas. And then we will be closed Friday and Saturday, December 31st and January 1st for the New Year's holiday.
Now, kind of doubling back a little bit, talking about Las Posadas, is this year's celebration going to look different from what last year's celebration might have looked like?
Yes, last year we did not have it. It's one of those things. The last time we celebrated was 2019. And this is going to be more typical of what we've done in the past, where we have the ecumenical service, the First Christian Church, and we'll have, you know, different pastors from the church, the ministerial association gets to play a part in it. And then we'll have the procession, of which is the traditional part of Las Posadas. And then we'll arrive at the United Methodist Church on 3rd and Willis, and they'll finally find a place. Mary and Joseph will find a place to sleep, because they'll let us in and have dinner. And dinner is, actually, I look forward to it. It's beans and rice and adobe pork and bread afterwards. Yes. And then this year's addition to that is Marlu Barca, the storyteller. We've never had her before, so I'm really looking forward to what she will add to the whole evening, along with, we usually have a craft for the kids, and Lara Espinoza will have her dance troupe do an exhibition of their dances.
Now, when we're talking about that, kind of a lot of activities, especially for the Perry Public Library, have returned to a more normal format this year, whether that's be children's programming with the kids being able to come back into the library, or an event like this that the Perry Public Library has a hand in. So how does it feel to be in a position to see this annual tradition come back and be able to take place in a more normal format?
I've got to say that I like it. However, we're very cautious because of all the variants that have popped up across the world. And what we have learned is that you have to take care of your own health. And that is wearing a mask if you feel vulnerable at all. It's been scientifically proven that it is the aspirations that share the germs and that you would get sick from. So wearing a mask, if you want to protect yourself, you can actually enjoy the festivities and the togetherness. It's really kind of funny, after we opened the doors, how people wanted to be right next to you. And it is, we crave closeness with people, and being stuck in our houses for so long and not having this social interaction. But yes, I'm looking forward to actually getting out and doing all the normal things, but with precautions, because, you know, it's what we live with.
And that was our conversation with Perry Public Library Director Mary Murphy. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.